Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, mounting frustration that's not about to turn into Vesuvius, though. I think that that's where we have to put it in context. You, I think, illustrated it well at the beginning. Your frustration is, hey, we lost. There's a guy on the radio who's asking me why we lost. Might as well be honest about it because this is the year of transparency. And the same thing goes for Pop Douglas. You know, be transparent. Okay, I'm not getting the ball. I really wish I was. I feel like I'm open. You guys can all watch the film, and there are occasions where I'm open. Why is that not happening? And to express it. But again, it's what is it? What is that frustration leading to? So I think there's definitely frustration, but I don't think it's moving towards insubordination.
Well, Jalen Reagor may want a word.
See you later, Jalen Reagor.
We barely knew you.
Yeah. Made the initial 53 out of camp.
Yeah.
Then they had such a high waiver claim that they had to pounce on all these linemen, and they had to make room. They had to cut four guys to make room for all their claims. One of them was Jalen Reagor, who did have one nice kick return a year ago.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Against Buffalo. He is a former number first-round pick, one of the great busts of recent times, specifically because he was drafted right ahead of Justin Jefferson, because the guys in Philly didn't think Jefferson could line up everywhere or run all the routes, and apparently they thought Jalen Reagor could. So he's bounced around to a couple different teams. And then we stumbled upon this yesterday. He on his Instagram story, put out that meme of what we are now being told is a Bugatti.
Yeah, apparently, I like this. Our buddy Matt tweeted this at us yesterday. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. At Jones, WEEI, at Keith21. He says, it's a $2 million Bugatti in a trailer park. You guys sound like senior citizens.
That's true. We didn't know the car. We're not car guys.
I was unfamiliar with the meme.
But it's a $2 million car.
Yep.
Next to just like a hunk of crap.
In a carport. Yeah.
In a carport. And not like a fancy house by any means. So what he was trying to say there, Jones, is that the team sucks and they're sitting on this. They're not letting him play. They needed to unleash Jalen Reagor. And they did. Yeah, in a matter of speaking, he was released. Which, great call. Honestly, great call. You don't need practice squad players chirping at you. You don't even need bottom of the active roster guys chirping at you right now. And it's also really easy to do when it's a Jalen Reagor. You know, if this was Drake May or even somebody like Pop Douglas, and Pop Douglas kind of voiced his frustrations in the locker room. Yeah, it's a business. You can't cut those guys for that. But you can make an example of, like, not every guy's equal, right? No matter how many people will try to tell you that or coaches will try to say it, it's not true. Not every guy is equal.
It's easy to cut the guy who's a bust, who was taken the pick before Justin Jefferson.
See you later, dude.
Bounced around the league and is on the practice squad. Then it is a guy who maybe you believe in, like Pop Douglas. I heard Andy Hart talking about this yesterday on WEI Afternoons. I think it's a good point. They're making an example of Reagor to other guys popping off in the locker room, which tells you they're a little worried about the situation. It might not be Vesuvius, Curran.
Nope.
But they're a little worried about what's going on in the locker room. And by the way, this was not isolated to social media by Jalen Reagor. Doug Kide wrote yesterday, Rager's release wasn't the direct result of the social media post.
Ooh, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, perhaps?
Yeah. The speedy wideout had expressed similar sentiments internally leading up to Tuesday's roster move, according to a source. So, like, could you imagine the eye rolling on the team?
Chirping around, like, dude, like, this guy?
I'm like a Bugatti in a carport.
You're the seventh wide receiver in the worst wide receiver room.
Right.
It's the worst receiver room. Well, second, third worst receiver room in the NFL.
There.
Maybe the worst in the NFL. And you're seventh on the depth chart.
Yeah, and he won't shut up about it. Like, how could they leave me on the practice squad?
Does part of you kind of like the confidence.
I respect it to a degree. I'm not going to lie.
Like the insane level of confidence.
Yeah.
Guy's been cut from every NFL team he's ever been on, and yet he's like, I need to be out there.
Right.
You know what you guys need? Me.
Drafted before Justin Jefferson. Like, and you know, something there, yeah. He's like,
You'll always have that.
I could be Justin Jefferson.
He was a first round pick.
Yeah. If I just went to a better situation.
I can't say that. You can't say that. Nope. A lot of people can't say that.
No.
He was a first round
pick. Laughed at the Eagles for taking him.
Of course, neither of us are in the NFL now.
No, but if you just didn't leave me in the garage,
right.
I could be Justin Jefferson. He probably has that kind of irrational confidence.
So now there's just a Bugatti driving around. Somebody can claim him.
So look, I mean, we'll see if we're ahead of things with the scoop off at WEEI.
Oh, boy.
Keefe with news again today. The Bruins are not close, and it's not done. With Jeremy Swayman, who's asking for $10 million, and the Bruins won't go north of $8 million. All of this according to Scoops Keefe. We'll see who's right on that. I think we were ahead of the curve yesterday on this, and we've been ahead of it the last couple of days. It's a challenge for Jerod Mayo. I want to get the exact wording on how Mike Reese wrote this. Reese said, I view this as one of the first big tests for a Green coaching staff, and I'm curious how they respond. These challenges, the second guessing, the lack of belief, that's a real issue for Jerod Mayo, and it's happening early in his tenure.
Well, it's funny because you go back to the Matt Judon situation at camp, and we were like, oh, man, under Belichick, that never would have happened. But that did get figured out. Right, like they moved on from him.
Yeah, they took a while.
And no, I think it could have been quicker. And I'm not changing how I felt at the time. Like, I don't think it still wouldn't happen that way with Belichick, like guy on the field and all of that. I'm sure there would have been squabbles, and I'm sure Belichick got into plenty of those issues. But that was a very bizarre scene for a day or two. But that didn't drag into the season. He was traded. They got a pick for future years, and they moved on. That was one guy that was popping off about his contract. See you later. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a guy who's not even really on the team popping off about playing time. See you later. Like that, I think that's a good that's smart by Mayo. Now it's two games into a 17-game season. After one loss, you're already getting a lot of guys saying stuff. And you're like, all right, you're going to lose probably a lot of games. Like, how is this going to go? But I don't know. I'm sure guys on the team are looking around being like, all right, maybe I feel the same way as Rager, but maybe I'll cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
I do want to keep my job.
Did they make an example of him? Was it a good move? And to your point, it's easier to make an example of Jalen Rager than Judon, but they dragged their feet on the Judon one. This one, they were pretty swift. So what do you think of it? 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, it's not easy in the scoop streets out there, Keith.
No. Evidently, it is tough to stick around.
How about this for breaking news out of the NBA? Adrian Wojnarowski retiring.
Just retiring. He scooped himself. It was a Woj bomb saying that he's done. So he had like a little write-up, and you could find it on his Twitter, I'm sure his Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is he's only 55, number one. My first thought is you hope it's not something health-related.
He's out of the demo.
He is out of the demo.
Yeah.
You hope it's not something health-related. He reiterates over and over again that how time-consuming the job is. If you've seen what we posted on social media today, I mean, Keith is working three phones, trying to work the phones.
You have to. You can't sleep with this job.
Right.
So he probably hasn't slept in 30, 40 years,
yeah,
this guy.
These guys age like presidents.
Yeah.
And so he's 55 years old. He says over and over again he wants to spend more time with his family, or he makes that clear.
Right.
You hope it's not health-related, right? You hope
100%.
You hope he's just saying, you know what, it's just not for me anymore. I've done it. He's written books, and he's a phenomenal writer. You wouldn't know that anymore about Woj because you just see him on TV and radio, and he's pretty much in the multimedia game.
Yeah,
phenomenal. I used to love his columns at Yahoo. Miracle.
Where was he? Was he with like there was like a trio of writers that are all super famous now that covered like Fresno State or something?
Oh,
they covered like a way old school team.
He covered Jerry Tarkanian at Fresno State. Yeah.
Amazing. I remember reading all that stuff. I read the Tark book, and like that's all in there. It's good.
He wrote Miracle at St. Anthony. I'm not much of a book reader, but he wrote Miracle at St. Anthony, which is about Bob Hurley. You know, kids, Danny Hurley.
Their high school team was loaded.
And Bobby Hurley.
Yep.
You know, he wrote about that. So phenomenal writer.
Maybe
he gets more into that. Andrew Marchand at The Athletic said he's turning down $20 million for this.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's a budget cut at ESPN, but you never know.
No, I'm sure he's made a lot of money, too. And, like, good for him if he's going to enjoy the hell out of his life the rest of the way.
But my point is I hope that's what it is. I hope he's walking away by choice and not some health scare or something like that.
I mean, his guy that he worked with and is now sort of the next Woj, Shams Charania, is kind of it. Like, there's not a lot of guys. Like, Woj is the one. Remember, like, Schefter and Woj.
Yeah.
Like, there are other guys reporting, Scoops Keefe, but, you know, those are the three that you think of when you're like, all right, who's breaking the most stories?
Yeah.
Like, it was remember, people wouldn't even believe it. I remember, to the point where the Raptors, this was years ago, the Raptors signed a player And even their own Twitter account was like, Woj is reporting we signed so-and-so. Like, they were like, they took him for it. It's like, hey, you're the team.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
should know who you have. But they would cite Woj.
Masai Ujiri, whatever. No. Did Woj say it's happening, yes or no?
No, Woj. So, no, he's an all-timer. He is one of the, like, as far as, like, reporters are concerned, he is a Hall of Famer.
So, I don't know, maybe there's a vacuum to fill there, Terp. Not that we want to lose you on Twitch or anything, but, you know, maybe there's
get out there.
Yeah, get in there and fill mm-hmm. that void.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.